Definitely, definitely. It's good to be on the show. I'm excited.
Yeah, so I was checking you out. I was checking out your interviews. I was checking out the stuff that you was doing. Done a lot. One of my favorite shows that you done was About Him. So for the people that have not watched About Him, what made you get into About Him, The Revolution? What made you do that?
Well, I had, seen season one and you know, the storyline, the acting, the music, just the whole nine yards. I mean, and plus it had like 500,000 views. Like, come on. So I was like doing Raising Eli originally. That was the first web series that I did. And so shortly after that, you know, I had kind of caught on to the acting bug because I hadn't really done any acting before Raising Eli. And I was like, well, let me see, you know, what would happen if I like tried out for a role with Signal 23. So when I was auditioning, I did not know exactly what show they were going to put me in or whatever the case is, because sometimes when you audition, they just give you the sides. They don't tell you what the show is or what it's about until you get the part, because they don't want to give it away. So then I found out that I was going to be cast in About Him, The Revolution, and once I read the script, I thought it was really dope. I thought it was really classic. Like, I thought it was, you know, going to be like a legit hit. And so that's what kind of got me excited.
So with you doing this, you started out, you done the show, you did good. Like you are an excellent actor. Cause I know you heard the criticism, a lot of black people, a lot of these black porn stars doing it, but you don't do porn.
No, not at all. I'm not known for any sex scenes. I don't, you know, I'm not known for nudity or anything like that. Some people have to shake that if that's what they're trying to do. But thankfully, I've been respected for my acting and been able to get more opportunities, you know, to be able to tell my story via magazines and just be able to, like, as any actor, put your reel together and have great reel footage and stuff to kind of prepare me for that next level stuff. So a lot of times people think that, you know, they just see the web series and they create a generalization, which, you know, can happen sometimes when you are working with a lot of other porn stars and some projects that have a lot of sex scenes. But there are a lot of really, really great actors out there who are serious about this stuff. I mean, Gary Levart, Brandon Carson, Jaquari Wilkerson, who else? It's a bunch of people. And so there are people out there who are really serious about their stuff. And they can hold, you know, they can hold their own outside of that web series world. You go to an acting competition at a film festival, you'll find us there. And, you know, we came in the game there as well, so.
I'm just glad that you didn't let them stop you doing it. You have real talent. But to let my listeners know, how is it working with people that you probably watch some of their work? I'm talking about the porn stars. How was it working with people that you probably was watching in a late night?
I never have worked with any porn star. Now, they may have been in the series, and then maybe they had a scene with someone else, and I got to talk to them, like one-on-one type situation. Like, I know we had Darius LaVar, I believe. He came on the show Culture Club, which I'm on, which is like a panel where we discuss a lot of LGBT topics and whatnot. He came on the show and he gave a lot of like really, really great insight. And I also know Tate Doug. We never had any acting scenes together or whatever, but just from talking to him and being around him on set and stuff like that, like, they're real people. They're really cool a lot of times. And, you know, a lot of times people do things for various reasons. But, you know, at the end of the day, we're all searching for a means to an end.
And with that, I was looking at your interview that you did with A Connection TV, and I did not know you were a singer and you got vocals. So tell us about that.
Yeah, I actually had got started. Well, I believe that played into my discovery as far for acting, because right before I was cast in Raising Eli, I was doing some performance shows with Jeremy Allen McShann in the D.C. area, which is where I'm from. And we would sing and perform lots of different songs, and I was posting my clips to Instagram, which, of course, is a very powerful tool now, very powerful tool nowadays. And then I started doing some modeling, and then, you know, the acting thing kind of popped up. And I've kind of always been an all-around artist, but it was kind of great to kind of get thrown into acting, because then it gave me an opportunity to do more singing, which I've done on Raising Eli Season 2, which is on TysonPlus.com. The theme song there is a song that me and my best friend wrote and recorded, and about him, the revolution. I sang the song Oh Freedom, which was the theme song, and then I also had another song which you can hear in the background. I believe it's on episode 3 or episode 5, called One Sound, One Beat, One Sound. And I wrote and recorded that. So it's given me the opportunity to get back into singing and songwriting. So, you know, I just say, you know, to anyone listening out there, like, you've just got to kind of be creative and lucrative in going after your dreams. Sometimes you have to do the modeling thing so that you can get picked up for the fashion designing thing that you want to do. Sometimes you can't just be like, I don't want to do this because that's not on my path, because it'll lead you back into a place where you get to use all your talents, or maybe discover some that you didn't know you had.
How do you balance that? Because you're a singer, actor, I would say model, because you post a lot of shirtless pictures. Your body is incredible. Like, how do you balance all of that?
Thank you. Well, how I personally do it is, I mean, like any artist, it's always going to be a juggling act, but just anytime you know a date, writing it down. For me personally, I have like a big desktop type of calendar, the big ones that you put on your desk, and I'll just write everything down, whether it's casting calls, filming dates for days for like photo shoot, and just kind of just organize and just know what it is that you have coming up. And that way, you know, when it comes to making sure you have free time, you already know, you know, what days you have free, what days you don't, what days are already blacked out and stuff like that. And so for me personally, when it comes to a lot of this stuff, it's like first come, first serve. If you tell me this day we're going to do that, then it gets blocked off. And whoever else wants to compete for that day, then it's just like, well, it's already blocked off. And 9 times out of 10 that work, but sometimes, you know, you'll have someone who's like, well, I really, really need you that day. And then you kind of have to make an executive decision. But, you know, the more that you do it, the more you realize, you know, do I want to, you know, postpone this filming for a brand new opportunity? And maybe you'll make that decision. You know what, let me just postpone filming for something I'm already cast in, for something that is brand new. And then that way I don't lose out on a totally new opportunity. So, I mean, you kind of learn how to finesse it along the way.
Yeah, and I give you that, because when it comes to branding and marketing, just judging your Instagram page, I can tell exactly what you do, because you have your acting, you got your reel, you promote the shows that you're on, and that's incredible. Out of all of the projects that you've done, all of the web series, what was your favorite?
I would say Raising Eli was my favorite. Just Raising Eli Season 1, Season 2, like, you know, Tyson Anthony is an amazing writer. And I, for me, like, all of the other ones are really great. But, you know, Raising Eli is very relatable. It's very much today's time. And, I mean, everyone has that, you know, situation where they're, like, wondering what they're going to do with their love life. And they have that one friend, you know, who keeps bugging them, and they got their own situation that's going on, and you're kind of like, y'all have a salty love-hate relationship. And then, you know, you got your cousin coming in, and you know, you can't pay the bills and stuff like that, and y'all trying to figure out why do you have such a problem with me, and things of that nature. I find that to just be so, like, easy. It's just easy watching, you know. And I think that maybe because we don't just get to experience a lot of times that easygoing type of series, I just haven't had the pleasure of playing, because I've seen some of them out there, where they're very much like around the way, riding a bike down the street, just, you know, bumping into somebody at the coffee shop type of like love story. And so for me personally, I would have to say Raising Eli is definitely my favorite series, which we will be filming season 3 spring 2018.
That's what's up, because Raising Eli is one of my favorite shows. The writing, like you said, the cast is incredible. And also I was reading some stuff about you, that you graduated, you got your degree in psychology, so you're an educated mm-hmm. black man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So I majored in psychology. I've always just kind of had an interest in how people think and why they think the way they think. And I think it just plays into my ability to act and be able to tap into the emotions of the character, and just trying to figure out, like, how desperate are they, not just in the scene, but in life in general, and why? And what are their crutches? What are their... you know, what strongholds do they have over their life or whatever, so that you can be able to bring life into a scene in a very mature and knowledgeable way. And, you know, I feel like I've always kind of had an opinion. I've always had some perspective or angle that I've always wanted to present to an argument that had not already been presented. So that's something that you can see reoccurring in art. You can see it reoccurring in dialogue. And so, like, that just, for me, you know, helped me, like, play into when I ended up on Culture Club on A Connection TV, which you can find on YouTube. And we just debate various different topics and whatnot and talk about issues in our community. And so, you know, it all kind of reverts back to that same psychology interest at the end of the day. And so, you know, yeah.
I get it. I commend you for all of the work that you do. One of the questions that a lot of my listeners wanted me to ask you were, you know, about him, went through a lot. They went through a casting change from the original mm-hmm. series. So how was it jumping into season 2 with that in mind, with the controversy of the main characters leading, like Raheem Brazil, Brandon Carson? Like, how was that? How did you handle that, seeing a switch in casting?
I think, you know, well, me, Brandon, and Raheem, and, you know, was it Desmond? Desmond and me were already very, very close from Raising Eli. We kind of got together at Alex Jante's house, and we just kind of just kicked it. We had a game night before anything had even been filmed, and we was just like, you know, we're all actors at the end of the day, and production companies are going to have their differences, but that does not mean that we can't have that we should have any differences. And so just kind of, you know, making that aware. I mean, that's just a reoccurring theme when it comes to anything in life. You know, shit happens, but what are you going to do with it? How are you going to adopt the appropriate attitude and take everything into perspective? Because at the end of the day, what we're doing when it comes to these different shows is not about us at all. It's about you. It's about the people listening. It's about the viewers. It's about the story that's being told, and people want to be able to connect to that. And if you allow yourself to get in the way, then this is the wrong type of business, because, you know, it's a selfless thing to go on stage, or go on screen and to cry or, shoot, take your shirt off or anything else, and you know, do it in the name of a story or a character that someone may connect with.
Now, it was a lot of rumors with Signal 23, the whole production company not paying the actors. You had Rico Puig, one of the main characters, leaving, and it was just a big controversy of not getting appropriate funding or not getting paid appropriately. So how was it with the payments with Signal 23 TV? Did they take care of you, or are you just,
I got all my checks.
Because I know you heard that mm-hmm. actors wasn't getting paid, and I always try to ask, okay, the people that stayed or later on came on after Raheem, Brandon, and Rico Lev, I want to know, how was the payments good? So that's good to see that you got all your checks.
Yeah. Yeah. I you know, I can only speak for myself in that regard. But, you know, at the end of the day, you know, people have said how they feel, and I would just say, you know, where there's smoke, there may be a fire. So, but I know for myself, I got my checks, so that's all I can really say.
Overall, in your opinion, Signal 23 TV does great business, at least for you, per se.
I would say that I definitely enjoyed the opportunity that I had filming with About Him Season 2, and it challenged me in a lot of different ways. I met some amazing actors and amazing friends and been able to kind of network and just, you know, build that into my resume as far as what the next move is going to be. It's always about taking the last moment and moving into the next thing, because it's about building at the end of the day. It's about a series of bricks that you're going to lay so that you can create whatever it is you're going to create. And in a moment's time, Raising Eli, About Him Season 2, Blackville, Twister, all of those things, you know what I'm saying, will be far, far back in time. But, you know, it's a matter of you just attacking it with everything in a great and respectable way. And, you know, being professional and just saying, you know, I'm going to finish whatever it is. I'm just going to finish it, because other people's dreams are on the line. You got the writer, you got the director, you have the other actors, you have people who are investing their time and energy. And, yeah, so for me, you know, I'm good. I've been blessed to be able to be cast in so many other projects. So, you know, that's what I'm really, really focused on at this point.
Now, let's talk about your dating life. Like, you don't speak about that. Like, are you booed up, single? What's the deal on that?
Yep, I'm single, so it ain't nothing to talk about. Yeah, I'm just really focused on, like, on what I say. It was funny because we had, like, a little test show for my radio show, which comes out January 9th on WTTRadio.com. And we were talking about having your river, and that's like your main bit of momentum, your income, your balance, and everything that comes in life. And then you have your tributaries, and you're like your little branches off of the water, which your new opportunities and things that are you going to build, whether those are relationships or new friendships or whatever the case is. And sometimes we put so much energy into those branches or those little break-off streams, more energy than we're putting into our river. And I feel like I'm at a point in my life where I'm trying to build that river, because, you know, I took a leap of faith last year moving to Atlanta and going after my dreams and stuff. And so I'm trying to solidify the momentum that I have. So then I can begin to, you know, maybe consider, you know, a relationship. But I think I'm a Cancer. I love very, very hard. And I know myself. So I think it's just better for me to get myself into a space where I'm building relationships around me versus building my life around relationships.
Speaking about that, I want to get into, like, okay, your image is everything, and you have an incredible, like, your body, your looks is on point. What advice do you give to those, especially me, that want to get into the gym, want to get their body together? Because, you know, image is everything in a community, especially the LGBT community. Like, people want to see you with the body and everything. So how are you able to stay consistent to get a body? And how, like, what was the steps? What was that first step that took you to say, okay, I'm going to start working out?
I think the first step is to be able to have enough energy in your mind or in your thoughts to be able to say, I want to transpose that energy onto working out. Because a lot of people, you can go to the gym, you can do the reps and stuff, but if you don't have the drive and the motivation, there's nothing you can do. That's all right. Sometimes people are like, oh, can I come to the gym with you? And I'm like, sure, but I mean, I can't make you want to do it. For me, I had just got out of a relationship, and it was like a real bad relationship, and I was trying to love so hard somebody who wasn't right for me. So then at that point in my life, I moved to Charlotte, and I had this book, which was called 12-Week Body Plan, and I had just bought everything from the store that I needed, all the ingredients and stuff, and I didn't have nothing but time. I didn't have my friends. I didn't have any competing interests. Nobody was like, come to happy hour, come to the kickback. There was no one who was going to say, you know, come do this. So I just had built that into my schedule, into my routine, and to the point that when I started to make friends and I started to, like, have people wanting to hang out, it was the gym first. And so you have to, like, make it a priority. But I would say, like, as far as resources and where you can go, I love this app called Body Space, which is by bodybuilding.com. No, they're not sponsoring me, but that's just the name of the app. It's Body Space.
Get that check.
You can, like, look it up. Right. I wish it was. But it's called Body Space. You can look it up in, like, the Apple App Store. You download it, and then, like, you can pick any type of workout plan. You plug in, after you pick out the plan, it tells you what days to work out. It tells you all the exercises to do. It tells you how many reps of each exercise, what body parts you're going to do that day. And then you can also log in the weights that you use so that the next time you go back, you can see, oh, I was using 20 pounds. Now I'm going to try to use 25. Or you can, you know, it has, like, little analytics and stuff like that, which are great because, you know, just going in there and moving weights and stuff, that's, like, you know, that's not really going to help you if you don't remember the last weight that you used or how many reps that you did so that you can consistently have quality workouts each and every time.
I'm glad you came on the show. I can ask you so many questions. The last question that I definitely want to ask you, President Donald Trump is elected our president. He's been our president going on 2 years. How did that resonate with you now being out, you're openly gay, and you're acting, you're working, you're hustling, and you're seeing that we have this president that spew out all this hate? Like, how did you handle the news, or how are you living under a Trump presidency right now?
I'm trying to stay off of CNN and I'm trying to stay off of, like, these websites and stuff because I don't like seeing his name. I do not like him. I don't like what he's doing for our community at all. And I just, you know, try to remember what Daddy Obama said about getting out there and voting. So I just hope that, you know, more people feel the same way and we can really try to turn the tables back in 2018. One thing I will say is that it's only going to last but as long as that old white majority can live. And hopefully we can get back a hold of it sooner than that. That ideology and that white nationalism thing is a very old white way of thinking, and they've only got but so many years. So I would just say, you know, if you're gay, to just be careful where you put your money. You know, put your money behind black businesses, put your money behind small businesses that are going to invest back into your community, into what is important to you, because we definitely realize that money is power, and so we don't want to give away our money to the people who are going to be compromising our voices.
You already know, Atlanta, MLK is coming up. You in Atlanta. What's your plans? What are you planning on doing next weekend? Like, where are you going to be at? Because I'll be in Atlanta, so I'm just trying to see what to expect.
I have a day pass, so I'm going to be at, like, a few different events if I go. Now, I just got it just to get it because I was like, maybe. But I'm actually, I've got a little award presentation. You should definitely come to. It's at the Hangout on the 13th. I'm going to post my flyer to my Instagram about this. My Instagram, by the way, is at the 24th of June. And then on the 14th, I've got some other stuff to do. So I don't really even know if I'm going to go out. I may or may not, because it's like business first. So that's just how I look at it. And if I have time to play, I'll play.
I mean, that's why I'm going down pretty much for business. I mean, shout out to What's Up ATL. I got Hozak Matt coming on the show. I got Sydney Starr coming on the show. So I'm really just going down there for business, interviewing, networking, to talk to all these folks that Raheem, Brandon. I want to talk to you, Chris. Good. I just want to talk to a lot of people, interview, just get as much content as possible. So that's pretty much what I'm going down there for.
Okay, good. Well, yeah, definitely. Make sure you come through on the 13th again. Oh, it's on Raheem's page right now. I'm supposed to be posting it, but I'm always posting stuff. Sometimes I'll be getting tired. But it's a panel, and we're going to be, like, honoring some new talent and just answering questions and stuff. And so the panel is me, Brandon Carson, Gary LeVard, Tony Bryce, and Mikey from HeyMikeyATL.com.
Hey, I did see that. He did invite me out today. I most definitely want to try to make that. What's your information, your Twitter? I was trying to find you on Snapchat. So you're not on Snapchat?
No, I am not on Snapchat. I may get it one day, but, you know, I'm like, Instagram already is a lot for me. So I just kind of, that's my thing. I have a Facebook page, which is the 24th of June, but I would just say, you know, for anyone who, I always, when I hear handles being said, I can never, like, figure out how to type them in, so I just say this, search Chris June on Instagram, search Chris June on Facebook, and you can find me. Also, I have a fans page, which is Chris June Fans on Instagram. You can follow me there, but I don't have a Twitter. One of my biggest fans runs a fan page Twitter, but that's not me. And he's always telling people this is not Chris June, so I'm cool with it, but yeah.
Shout out to you, Chris June. Thanks for coming on the Wilder Show. I definitely want to commend you. When I Googled your name, like, you got interviews, you got pictures. So I always commend acts or talent that actually have a good, you know, catalog of stuff. So it ain't just like you just a sexy ass nigga and posting a picture, half naked picture. You actually got a body of work.
Right. Thank you. No, I really, really appreciate the time that you took out to interview little old me. And, you know, thank you so much for the opportunity.
Good. And shout out to your show. Definitely, when are you going to be airing it? What's your time? Because I definitely, how can people listen in? Because I would love to call in support. How can they do that?
Most definitely. So my show is The Last Call Show. It is coming on WTT Radio. You can download the app at WTTRadio.com. It comes on Tuesdays from 9 to 11 p.m. This Tuesday, which is our debut show, we have Choreology, who's going to be on there, which is an artist. He was honored at the Gentleman's Awards that was down, the Gentleman's Ball that was here late last year. He had a song that was number one on the independent R&B chart, an amazing, amazing singer, quality independent work. He's going to be our guest, and Zahir will be there as well. And so I really want you all to tune in. So again, the WTTRadio.com. Download the app to your phone. It's great quality. You can listen to it like just as much quality as Pandora or Spotify. We'll play music. We'll chat. We'll have a lot of fun.
Definitely. So Tuesday, I will definitely tune in and call in support. I love what y'all doing in Atlanta. I'm debating on moving to Atlanta next year when my lease is up. So you think I need to make that move?
I would definitely say, look, if you're trying to make a market entertainment, it's definitely now is the time. I mean, I learned when I went to the Girls Trip premiere that Atlanta brought in over $1 billion in film and television, making it the world center for film and television right now, beating out LA and New York. So this is definitely the time to come.
And you in the healthcare field, and I forgot that information. I'm in the healthcare field too. I'm a CNA. So shout out to all the people in healthcare, whether you're a nurse or you're a CNA, whether you're LVN, LPN, RN, administrator, etc.
Most definitely. Shout out to those making life better for everybody.
I'm definitely going to transfer my CNA license to Georgia. I'm going to just do it. I'm going to just take a leap of faith and just move, you know, once to save up enough money and go there, because I love, like, everybody that I want to interview every show that I like is based out of Atlanta, and that's dope.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, I mean, definitely, come on and do it, you know what I'm saying? And I'm sure you will be very, very, very happy with your decision.
So again, thank you.